From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Rescue workers have called off the search for survivors of last week's earthquake in Indonesia, and heavy rains are slowing the effort to bring in relief supplies. It's expected the death toll could reach into the thousands. The earthquake triggered mudslides that buried entire villages and cut off roads. Mike Penrose is coordinating the disaster response on the island of Sumatra for the group Save the Children. He joins us from the city of Padang. Mr. Penrose, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And it's now, what, 5 days, I guess, since that earthquake hit, and hope for finding survivors and the rubble is gone. Are you seeing these international search and rescue teams heading home? There's just no more work to do for them.
Yes, we're seeing a lot of the search and rescue teams leave at the moment, and the government has actually called an end to the search and rescue operations.
You have been up to areas outside of Padang City where there were these massive mudslides that I mentioned. Can you describe what it looks like up there?
The areas north of Padang are the ones that are very badly hit. A lot of the villages we traveled through, we were seeing 80, 90% of the properties were completely uninhabitable. And a lot of the residents are living in the front in quite difficult conditions. They're living under plastic sheeting. And we're seeing a lot of families with children having to cram together in very difficult conditions indeed. We're seeing village after village where huge numbers of people have a great deal of need at the moment.
And those villages that were buried by mud, is there any sign that there was a village there? Do you see anything left?
In a lot of areas where the mudslides were extensive, no, there's just not a sign that it was there in the first place.
What are the greatest needs now for the survivors in these remote villages?
In the village at the moment, we need to get to them the ability to return to some form of immediate normality. We need to get shelter to them. We need to get non-food items, the basics that you and I take for granted, such as cooking sets, ability to carry clean water, something to sleep on, non-food items such as cutlery and crockery, and hygiene sets, the ability to keep themselves clean so disease and hygiene-related problems don't come in.
Are you seeing an exodus of people coming out of these remote areas on foot, trying to get to places where they might more easily get help?
No, the communities here are very strong, so we're not seeing people actually moving. What they're seeing is neighbours taking in neighbours and people actually living together and the communities coping. But it's putting incredible stress on each of the communities. And what's absolutely essential is that the aid that's provided goes to everyone, because not only the person who's lost their house with their family, but the person supporting them both has needs, because stress is placed on both.
We've been hearing quite a bit of criticism of the response from the Indonesian government, people saying it was too slow, chaotic. There's been very little, if any, coordination, and many areas that are still haven't been reached.
In the immediate aftermath of an earthquake, it's very, very difficult to get out to all the areas immediately. You know, especially logistically, you know, the goods have to come in through logistics hubs such as ports and airports, which naturally become very, very clogged. The Indonesian government, we've seen them in most of the areas where we're working. But as I said, for all agencies, it's very difficult to get out there at the beginning. But speaking from Save the Children, because we had pre-positioned stocks in the areas where we're responding to, it meant that we could get on the ground very quickly and begin relief operations.
Are you worried, Mr. Penrose, about areas that maybe you haven't been able to reach yet, where you just don't know what the conditions might be?
There are a lot of areas actually we're starting to access today. We've been to some very remote and newly opened areas today, because actually communities are managing to clear the landslides on the road so we can drive over them. And we went over two of those today, but we were certainly reaching new communities today, and we hope to push out further tomorrow.
Mike Penrose, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mike Penrose is team leader for Save the Children's disaster response in Sumatra. He spoke with us from the city of Padang.